pas akos, pas of a guy. The heter is the heter of pas palter. And the reason the lemaisa is confusing is because there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch as to whether pas palter is permitted straight across the board, or whether pas palter is only permitted bishas hadchak. The Mechaber said it's only permitted bishas hadchak. The Ramah said, in the parentheses in the beginning of Sif Beis, Yeshayim afil b'makish pas Yisrael matzri shari. The Ramah said that it's mutter no matter what. Normally we would go with the Ramah, except that Shach Tess wrote that kosu ha'acharonim, that a person should better be machbir like the Mechaber, not to rely on the heter of pas palter. So as it turns out, the achaluke deis, everyone agrees b'shas hadchak pas palter is mutter. If you're traveling in an area where there is no pas Yisrael, there's no question that it's mutter. The issue is only when you're in Brooklyn, in a place where pas Yisrael is matzui. I don't mean only Brooklyn. I realize there are other places where pas Yisrael is matzui. But if you're in a place where pas Yisrael is matzui, then how lechatchil it is it to go in and buy some type of cake which has a hechsher, or bread which has a hechsher? So that's the machlokes between the two opinions as to whether it's mutter lechatchila, 100% lechatchila, like the Ramah, or only b'shas adchak, like the Mechaber, or only the shas losha was a shas adchak, but if there's no, if it's just as good, what's his losha? They're just as good. Yeah, just as good. Also, so that's the old question: how much? How good is just as good? I hard for me to say.
It would have to be better. It would have to be better, not just as good.
Right.
Nowadays, it's sad to say about other things also. Nowadays, you're doing bread. They have parties and things like that.
They have what?
Parties,
yeah.
Without bread.
Oh, so they have to understand Chazal set up certain guidelines to stop the socializing with non-Jews. They didn't ask everything. They felt that if they're going to restrict the source of the food and restrict the drinking, that that's adequate, and after that you can socialize. So it's, if you have a party without the bread, and then it's okay. Or with kosher bread, it's okay. With the
pasta. No, there's
bread, not
even.
Well, you're not allowed to.
Bread or
cake.
Think
about drinks.
Well, drinks, they have to decide. The alcoholic drinks we're going to get to later. Now, there is a bit of a monkey wrench thrown into this by Shach Zion. A serious problem in Halacha Lemaisa, which is not very well known. Let's see Paz Zion, where the Shach explains the heter of pas palter. Now listen to this. Dafka pas oivik echavim. The heter of pas palter is only by a non-Jew's bread. Avo pas Yisrael, but bread owned by a Jew, shafoy oivik echavim, that was baked by a guy, kosev ator shaloi nagu b'shum mokim lahatir. To have Jewish-owned bread baked by a guy, there's no heter pas palter. Sharehu ki bishulei avikachavim. It's no different than bishulei avikachavim. Chen kosev isev heter klam and dalad in test shem chuvas hagayinim um divrei amardachai perakim amidim shevikim shem chuvas harame hagayinim. Chen kosev teres katas umuvu vidivreim da af al pisha pashul avikachavim af al avikachavim nago by heter. Even though if you have a gayisha company, it's mutter. What's the heter of pas palter? They asked the pas palter, but the tzibur wasn't yachal amid by. It wasn't a gezera that tzibur was able to hold with. So therefore, it was not in four. It was they made a heter for pas palter. The hook of a pasha Yisrael shoyev kechavim do loy shayechay tam aser, but by pas of a Jew. What do you mean, Yechayim Lamed Ba? Pas of a Jew? The Jew should put into the oven, or the Jew should turn on the oven. So that is worse. It means similar to Bishalize, to Bishal. There's no heter of Pas Palter. Now, it comes out of Peltic Echidish. That means, let's just take commercial companies. Let's say Drake's. Drake's, let's say, is owned by Goyim. Drake's has a Hechsher. Huh? As you still. So you go, a person buys dregs. The dregs is pas palter. So, all right, so pas palter is a machlaikis. The Ramah says you're allowed to buy it. The Mechaber and Shah say that, you know, that if you're in a place with this pas Yisrael, you're not allowed to buy it. So someone's mekel, so he has on who to rely. He relies on the Ramah. That's because dregs is owned by Guy. Now, I don't know who the other companies who they're owned by, but let's say Entenmann's,
Levy's
is owned, or Pechtes Bread. Let's say you have a company that's owned by Jews, and it's and Goyim Bake there. The Shach is saying that that's worse, that's usser, that there's no heter paspalter at all. So I don't know, Entenmann's is a Jewish name?
No, that's
Goyim. It's Goyim. So who else is there? I don't know. If you have a company that's okay, but if you have a company that's owned by Jews and it's baked pasakum, you can assume that the akum, because you have to train it that when you look at it, it'll
it'll come with time.
It'll come with time. That's worse. It's owned by Yidden. It's no cherga. It's worse. It's an interesting thing. Like they told me when they went down to check into the bourbons in Kentucky, Kedem wanted to make a bourbon. So there are two major distilleries in Kentucky that make bourbon. So they went to one and got an offer. They went to the second. Second one said, "No, we're Jews. We're Jews." As soon as they found out they're Jews, they walked out. It's Chomish Shavuot of a Pesach. Well, they're bourbon. So they walked out. So they said they couldn't understand. Jason Sowski told me that the owner there, a fellow named Shapiro, he mentioned there, he doesn't understand. So he said they're Jewish. They walked out. They said, okay, and they cut their visit short and finished. Well, the bourbon is Chomish Shavuot of a Pesach. Uh-huh. No, seems to be that's Chavetz. I can't answer you, but... it's Chomish. That's when they put out about 10 years ago the lists of bourbons that you can't use. They have comments in there.
That's when they started making.
I'm not getting into bourbons. The issue is that here it becomes worse. And this is the Psak of the Shach and the Taz. Now, are there any Mekilim? It's a Shach and Taz that are Mekilim.
What is the
time?
The
time is that really Chazal Asit Pasak. Originally, they said all pass of a non-Jew. Then it was Ein Yochel Lamed Boy. It was a Gzeirah Shein Yochel Lamed Boy. It was a Gzeirah that in a society where you have Jewish bakeries is one thing. There were many cities where there were no Jewish bakeries. It was a Gzeirah that they were not Yochel Lamed Boy. So the Gzeirah was Linus Pashit. It was a Gzeirah that wasn't accepted. The Rambam says a Gzeirah that's not accepted by Klal Yisrael originally is not a Gzeirah. So therefore, it fell off. But he says that was only a Pas Akum, but not Pas Yisrael that a guy baked. Once the guy baked it, there's this a chasnas to the guy who baked it. That's the issue. There's a Ramban that says what you're saying. The Ramban says that if a guy's working for a Jew, it should be even better. But then the Pais come out and bringing it down. Now, yeah.
Basically,
I mean,
I'm curious
what
they
have
to accept a little bit in the
stores.
I mean, obviously,
it
has
hechsher
on it.
Yeah. So, most of the hechsherim are not makpid, they're semich on paspalter. Most of the hechsherim rely on paspalter, which means that according to Ramo, you're allowed to use the lechatchila, according to the Mechaber and Shach, you should better not use it, you should better use pas Yisrael, except mokim that it's not motzi. If you're stuck traveling or something, then it's different. Now let me just finish with Pas Yisrael Shafar Yaakov. By the Jews pass, the Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel. He argues with the Shach and Taz on this. And the Aruch HaShulchan holds that it's not logical that they were matir the Goyish bakery and not the Jewish bakery because the Goy baked it. After all, the Goyish bakery is owned by a Goy and a Goy baked it. The Jewish bakery is owned by a Jew and a guy baked it, so it shouldn't be worse. Rav Moshe has a tshuva on the topic, and Rav Moshe says it's hard to be makel against the Shach and Taz, even though the Aruch HaShulchan is much later. So Rav Moshe makes a distinction between a local bakery and a manufacturing plant. makes a distinction that that this Shachan Taz Dailanu to be Machmir in this simple case that they're talking about. We have a Jew's bread and a guy baked it, a guy turned on the oven and baked it. In a case where you have a manufacturing plant, which is a large plant where there's no personal shaychus between the between anybody, even a store, you can have a little bit of a shaychus to the owners, to the workers, but a big plant that sells things on a wholesale level, that Moshe says that there, since Shachan Taz, even though they were Saisal Mahachmir, but they don't get into it, so this is Svar Lechalek, so there Moshe is Mekel, and therefore there is a Kula in this case, although if you would learn just the Shulchan Aruch, the Shachan Taz, it would seem that a person should better be Mahachmir in this city. Okay, yeah. Chala, yeah, there is a very serious problem of chala. Chala, you really can't give a hechsher on separating chala, because you can't treif ingredients. You could come in from time to time and catch them with treif ingredients, so we rely that there's a mirsis of coming in. On chala, it's impossible to give a hechsher on chala, because there's no real mirsis. What kind of mirsis is there? Mirsis means there's no fear I'm going to be caught. How you can walk in and catch someone not separating challah? It's not. It's a non-action. It's not an action. So it's a very difficult thing. So I know what we did in Kehila was we so to leave it. You see a bunch of dough. It could be there. You know. The what? It could separate. But who's separating? You need a mashgiach tamidi for that. It's very hard. The what we did is we put in a log system where every time they separate challah, they have to fill in the time and that they separated it. So here, you can walk in, and the assumption is they're not going to, if they're going to already bother filling it out, they'll take the handful of dough right next to the mixer and they'll separate it. So that's the system that we had instituted until, as I mentioned to you last time, all of the, except for Press's Bakery, I think, all the other bakeries in Flatbush switched to the Sachtus. Every bakery in Flatbush, I think, except for Press's, and Shriver's. Shriver's has our Hefsher, the Kilo Hefsher. But aside from Shriver and Press's, they all have CRC, because the Sachtus is very Mekel on Challah. Not only they don't have logs, they, as I mentioned last time, allow the Goyim to be responsible for the separate leaving over of dough. And the Jew comes in the morning and separates the challah, which for the bakery is much easier than a stricter system, and therefore it's a different kind of system. I know Rav Palm, every time he opened a box of matzahs, he separated the challah. He broke off a little piece, he said the challah, and he threw it in the garbage. And it's a good idea, because it's very hard to give a hechsher on the separating of challah. It's a very difficult thing to do, and which I tell you, it's just part of the system. There's no easy answer to it, unless you're going to hire a mashgiach to separate the standing and separate challah all the time, which is very, except for places that need mashgiach to me anyway, it's very expensive option.
So
any Jewish company needs challah. That was the point.
No, but they did it.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
Is there a difference between matzahs and kemach?
A from Jewish owner has nemanis. No, because what they do is the from Jewish owner is not there. They leave. Baking is done. In local bakeries, done during the night. People want fresh danishes in the morning, fresh rolls. You know, rolls are 12 hours old. Kasher shalom. So you go in. They're baking all night. Who's there all night? Mr. What? Puerto Ricans, Mexicans mostly. So they're there overnight. So who's separating the challah? So I think virtually all the hechsherim require a firm person to be there overnight, to be there for separating of challah. They have a opinion that you can rely on goyim to leave over. You know they're making, let's say, 10 doughs during the night. They leave over a piece of each dough, and when the yid comes in the morning, he separates the challah from each of the doughs, and that's adequate. So I'm not saying that it's good or it's not good. I'm just saying that's just the way it is. That's the system, the way they have it, and so that's why.
Cake as well, or just bread.
That goes for cake as well. Yeah.
So anytime I buy any kind of sauce or leftover, I should just rip off a small piece.
I can't say you have to.
No, I should. It's better.
There's no shear. It's good to me.
Yeah, good. Determined by how much flour is used in the baking process, and then like in the morning you come in and there's dough already, left over or something like that?
First of all, it's complicated. I'd rather stick with this. Just very, very complicated. The bakeries don't work like you think, that they have X number of bags of flour, and every minute they have a computer that tells them what's left. You know, they use things as they go, and but you're allowed to separate it if there's bag. You're allowed to separate even if it's eaten in chutzlars, certainly if it's bag. And shloimin amokif. All right, so shloimin amokif doesn't make the food trade. It's just not lechatchila. But it doesn't affect the customer. It affects the owner. The owner is separating shloimin amokif, which is not lechatchila. They're taking off. Everything else is baked. Some of it was sold already. But you could separate even afterwards. Well, no, they take the piece of dough that remain and they separate. They make, let's say, a 200-pound dough. And it's baked, it's sold, everything. But from that 200-pound dough, they leave over, let's say, half a pound of dough. And that half a pound of dough, they can separate in the morning.
And what happens
to the owner of the bakery, the Kohen? The Kohen has to separate challah like everybody else, yeah. Trumas and challah and everything. Only pidyon habenis, but... Okay, let's... What? I don't know how they do impresses. But I think they have a front person. They have the ark. The ark is very makbid. I think they have a front person overnight. Chiv Gimel. The Aishmi Shaimer. Interesting machlaikis here. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch, and then I'll explain the Lamdis, and we'll get to the Shach. The Aishmi Shaimer. Shem Palter, his min Yisrael. What do you say to this one? You have a baker. Somebody owns a big bakery, Mr. Drake's. And he invites a Jew to eat his home supper. And he gives him bread from the Drake's, or whatever it is, from Drake's bakery, or cookies from Drake's bakery. Is he allowed to eat it?
Ringdings.
So what do you think the din should be? You hear the Shiloh. Paspalter. Why is Paspalter mutter? Because there's no personal shaychus to the owner. So what happens when you're going into the palter's home and eating supper there? Can you eat it there? So this is the machlokes, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. In your day, I say the machlokes here between the Rashba and the Ra'ah.
It was baked in the factory.
So the machlokes, the Rashba and the Ra'ah is whether the issa pasa akum is using our lashon, the issa cheftza. It's a din in the piece of bread, and then paspalter is a heter cheftza, so to speak. The piece of bread is mutter, or it's a issa maisa, eating bread of a guy has alasid because of socializing.
So why should
you use the lashon of the Rashi and the Ra? Is it an issa b'tchilasai, the time it's baked? Or is it an issa hashta? Is it an issa at the time that it's eaten? When is it determined? The Rashba Shita is, that's what we're calling an issa chesed, or an issa b'tchilasai, which means that at the time it's baked, it gets a designation. Either it's pasakum and asr, or it's paspalter and it has a heter. And then what happens later, who cares? If he invites you to the house, it's still mutter. The Ra'ah says, no. You go basa dahashta, you go according to the time that you're eating it. Paspalter, when you eat it, has to be a bread that you're eating that there's no personal connection to the owner of the bread. Yeah.
Last week we had a machlokes about shron, and if you don't know, I come in your house and you're eating upon according to Rashba, the usher policy.
According to the we mentioned last week, the heter l'chikkei lev, that if a yid is eating a piece of bread that's pasakum, real pasakum, and he doesn't know it, the chikkei lev said, the chiddush, you don't have to tell him. It's clear that he's going with the sheet of the Ra'ah, which is that it's only a hashta, it's just at the time you eat it. If it's an issa cheftza, then there's nothing to talk about. Then it's also when it's made, it's a piece of treifus. So in Achinami, it would seem to go that way.
If my Haitian neighbor went to Presser's and bought bread and invited me into his house.
Yeah, that there's no question. If a guy bought Pas Yisrael,
why is it different than drinks? Why is the fact that he baked it so much different than
Pasakum is only Oster when a guy owned it, a guy baked it, but not if a guy buys a Jew's bread.
He owns it now.
Yeah, there's no question. Because I'll think there are certain Gedarim today, certain, they're not for everything. Chazal did not. The reason for Chazal was socializing, but there are certain Gedarim. We don't go around and widen the Gedarim. They asked pas that's either owned by a guy when it's baked or baked by a guy, but not pas that later on comes into a guy's hand. Yeah. Oh, you're saying that he won't discuss? Yeah. Plus personal. Can they eat Drake's cakes at President Bush's house? Yes, no question. Because the owner of the bread who buys it is totally irrelevant to me. What matters only is the.
What's the case here?
The case is that the palter himself is the person you're eating by. It's the palter himself. It's the baker. The whole logic of pas palter is that there's no connection between me and the baker. Here, there is a connection. So, l'gavei me, this is like pas Yisrael. So what is the machaber paskin?
You have pas palter that the guy improves. Let's say a pie shell. They fill them. Is that considered like a change?
You're talking about a kartoffel. That's
it. Make the French.
Sivav, we're going to talk about. Sivav, we're talking about Hekhatar. Alright, so what is the Mechaber Paskin? Yesh Mishayim, Mishayim, Paltin, Yisrael, Pitei, Kepashel, Balabayas. He's being Machmir. The Mechaber here is saying, in Sif Gimel, that we go according to the Seis Dera'ah. If you look just quickly at the Gra Yud, Ken Kosov Ra'ah, Kishitasai, the Sphere Lay, the Basa Hashta is Linan. They go according to Hashta, which means it's not an Issa Hefta, it's a go according to now. That Tam Mishom Akruve Daita. The Chalaka Rajma. And he disagrees with the Rajma, the Sphere Lay, the Basa Rafiya is Linan. Kamosha Kosov, the Siv Zion. Kosov Arajma Lahedya, that fills him no mutter. Rajma is even invites you, it's mutter. Ba'ayin Shach. Now we're going to try to see. The Shach.
Well, wouldn't this be also according to the
Shita Machaba
anyway?
Why? Because he means in Shasat Chak. No, he holds his mother to be Shasat Chak. It's going on the
end ahead of Shasat Chak. Then it becomes Mamish Pasat.
So this is the Shita of the Machaber seems to be like the Ra. The Shach here has a difficult time with the Shita Samachaber. The Shach is Sivkot Yud Beis, which starts on the first page, in Palter, but continues right away. He says the following, now listen carefully. Ken Kosev Harachaskayim B'Shem HaRa'ah. This is quoted in the name of the Ra'ah. Zot the Shach, B'Divrei HaRa'ah, B'Sefer Bedek HaBayis, Daf Peches Amid Beis Mavur. The Ra'ah wrote the Bedek HaBayis. There he says the Hainu Lishitasai, the Leas Lina Basat Chilasai, that this is in line with his Shita. You don't go according to the time of the baking. Rak Basad Hashta, you go according to the time of eating it. Avaleha Poiskim de Saivrim, the Pashal Palta Muteres La Oilam, Afilu Kana Balabai Sevikachavim Imenu, Mishum de Basat Chilasai Azlina. But according to those Shitas that hold, that even if a guy, President Bush, buys Drake's cakes, that you're allowed to eat it. So of course it's a heter as soon as it's baked. Have a lay mutter. Kivan the bishasa fiyasai ha yamutter loy mitzer su. You only go according to the time it's baked and it's mutter and finish. Rechenkos a rashba the mishmeres habayi sham lahedya. Dafilu zimnai ha palter etz loy mutter. That even if the palter invited him to your house, it's mutter. Kivan shay yamutter bishasa fiyasai. So till here the shach is saying what I told you. Machlaik is shach ra'ah. Against the Rashba, there's an Anissa Heftza, then Pas Palter is a Heta Heftza, and even if a guy buys it, it's Mutter. And the Ra holds no. Well, the Fizek Kosha, now he says, I have a problem. I have a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Da'ama mechaber svira leila kama on siv zayin. The bus at chilas se azlinan. In siv zayin, the mechaber passes like the Rashba. That you, we go according to the time that you baked it. Ve'heyach kasav kandin zeh. How can he write here like the ra'ah? Here he's writing like the ra'ah that... that to be machmir if the palter invites you to his house, because he says you don't go according to the time it's baked. And over there he passes like the Rashba, because of kandin zev ulai lakach kasvai b'shem yesh mishaymer. I think we're going to be wired with the upstairs speech. There's one switch, who knows the upstairs, right when you walk in, you know where the switch is, just hit the switch. Not that I think what I have to say is more important than them. It's just Tadir. Tadir Vishene, Tadir, Tadir Kaidir.
First winter Yachay Kalan. I'd like to especially.
Day.
I really didn't want to miss Rachmi.
Bring together such an excellent group of Darshanim and Rabbanim.
I feel bad he's going to be cut off right
now.
What?
Especially
can we? I'll skip this tomorrow. Yeah, okay.
And without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce.
That was
sinister. I played color little
Anyway, they have here the stira in the mechaber. That the mechaber here is make like the ra'ah, and it's a zayin. Here is machma like the ra'ah, and it's a zayin is makel like the rajba. So listen to how he ends. The shach doesn't end so clearly. Ulai lakakosvei b'shem yesh mishaymer. Perhaps that's why he says in the name of the yesh mishaymer. It doesn't mean to pass like Siv Gimel, which is a bit of a daichik that he left if it's a zayin. There was vina yes by Gartfei. But maybe he feels that it's worse when the baker himself, from a svara, not because someone likes to run the rajma. In svara, that when the baker himself invites you, it's worse than when a guy buys it for the baker and serves it to you. So this is the.
Because
you could say so, because the baker's going to. He'll be more proud of his bread that he baked. But when a guy buys it. Okay. He should have put. No, it's not a kash. If you don't know the makar of the Ra and the Rajba, you wouldn't have a problem. The psak here is it's awesome. Siv Zion is talking when, like President Bush buys the bread. So that's mutter. I wouldn't have a kash in Svara. The palter himself is awesome. A different guy is mutter. No problem. It's only a problem because if you look in the Bakar Advarim, that it seems to be inconsistent. So it would seem so Siv Gimel and Siv Zayin are astira. See, either it's Taka Machlaikis and we're going to pass on like Siv Zayin, or it's a Svara Lechalik. Now let's look at Siv Dalit and see if Siv Dalit also has a connection, perhaps to the Machlaikis between the Rajba and the Ra'ah. Look at Siv Dalit. Makaim she'ein palta Yisrael matzui. But that's hamatirin. Makaim she'ein palta Yisrael matzui. Let's say you're traveling and you're out in some in Hoboken or some place where there's no Jewish bakery. So you go in. You normally you wouldn't rely on past palta, but if there's no Jewish bread, you're allowed to. So you go into the local supermarket and you buy packaged bread. You buy yourself a bread. That's a big bread. You eat the whole thing. You eat half of it. So what happens now? Mokim she'im palta Yisrael matzui ledas hamatirin likach pas palta oyde kechav.
Why does the Rechav say ledas hamatirin?
Ledas hamatirin, because since in Siv Beis he said that it's only mutter b'shas avchak, so he's saying if you're relying on that heter
later by he's
masking to b'shas avchak.
So Siv Beis really is
im higia. Let me finish. Im higia shom palta Yisrael. If now a Jewish bakery opens up, and you still have in your house a bread from the Goyish bakery, so what should be the din? Chashvitali.
According
to the Rashba, it's a din in the Chefta. Once it's mutter, it's mutter. Quite hit a ride. Could change. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Here the Mechaba Paskins, and Megish on Palta Yisrael, Hare Paspalta Rai Bekechavim Asura. You're not allowed to use the Paspalta you have in your house. Ad Sheyimka Pas Yisrael Pitoi. Until the Jew sells everything he's got. And then it goes back to being mutter. See what's happening? So, what? So it becomes usher again. And, yeah, you have to stay in touch with them and let them know. But the bakery's closed at night.
I'm going to get to that.
That's why I brought the Chachmas Adam. Okay, 1 second. So here, the Mechaber seems to still be going like in Sif Gimel with the Ra'ah Shita, that it's not a din in the Cheftza Shel Davar, it's not a din in the thing itself, but it's a din in the time that you eat it, and that's what it depends on. What? No, it means to eat it. Yeah, to buy it would make more sense. Here, I understand. The thing is, it sounds very strange. He's going to have, it's like, you know, like a red light and a green light.
You
wash bread in his house.
You wash, and you may not use his eye,
and bang, it's still off to you. Right, the Prichadash is bothered by that. The Prichadash here is printed in the column of the Shulchan Aruch. Hare paspaltarei v'kachav masura. Pirish hapas atzmai shalok ha-beheter. That very bread which you bought originally with a good heter. V'amechaber nimshach ha-chesforos ha-ra'ah shehevi b'beis Yosef b'li chaylik. And he's going with the ra'ah which the Beis Yosef he brought without dissent. V'ein sforos ha-inachayna. It looks like a joke. The Bishulchan Echad, you're sitting at the table. Not here, it's Nitar, the bread is Mutter. The Nasar, and then it becomes Asar. The Chazar, the Hutter, and then bang, it becomes Mutter again. What are you going to do? Rafika Chayikr, Shem Yisrael, Akach Mimenu, Vakach Igir, Shem Palti Yisrael, Lo Yotza Meyaterai. He says that it's not.
It doesn't lose its
All right, then he goes into these. Once it's mutter, yeah. Now, again, if we say, as the Shach said in his first Heretz, then Siv Zayin, the Mechaber's intention is to pass them like the Rajba, and that these dinim are only part of a Yesh Mishayimer, and these dinim are not in the Halacha, so then certainly it would be mutter. Could to be Chadash, it's mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan and Chochmas Adam both pass in Lakula, that we don't do this red light, green light type of thing to make the same bread or cake be mutter and then asr and then back mutter again. And therefore, we have to say a chiluk as follows. That if a Jew bought the bread and it's in his house, beheter, so then the heter remains and the heter sticks. If you're going to visit the baker, the person who baked it himself, so then it's not such a... then it's already totally in the machlokes, which is the gimelus of Zion, and they're different to roots. But that's not so common to go to the baker who owns the bakery and to eat there. It's more common to have this type of case, and therefore we paskin that we don't do this this red light green light business. Now there is a Chachmas Adam who makes an exception, which we have to understand the difference. Again, the Chachmas Adam paskin to Prichadash. That if you're in a town with the heter paspalter, and then a Jew comes in and bakes and sells, so we don't, once it's mutter, it's mutter.
The same thing you apply to buy it, and then you go back to Brooklyn?
Yeah. Oh, that's what he talks about. Traveling. If you're traveling, the Chachmas Adam says the following. First he goes on the Mechaber. Lokach pas, b'mokim shloi hoya pas Yisrael. You're buying bread in a city where there's no Jewish bakery. V'akach eviyu l'sham pas Yisrael. Then they came with a delivery of pas Yisrael into your city. Mutter, we say like the Prichadash, he quotes in parentheses the Prichadash, that that it's okay. So that's good. V'im, Hevi imai pas shalakach memakim she'ein pas Yisrael matzli. Let's say you're traveling. You're out of town. You see, you're makbid normally on pas paltin. But you're out of town. There is no pas Yisrael. So you go into the store and you buy some pas akum. Then you travel home. You stick it in your suitcase.
Pas akum. You're not allowed
pas paltin. It means...
No. But you
say
you buy some pas
paltin. What I mean is pas paltin. B'makim she'ein pas Yisrael machti. Vaychon shal pashal machri. And you're a city where they do eat pas of a non-Jewish bakery. U'bal l'makim she'noye gemisr. And then you brought it to the city, you bring it, you're traveling, you bring it back to a place. Now, if you know you can Brooklyn teeth pass palter, so there's nothing to talk about. But it means you'll bring it to a city where you're machmir, like the Mahadrin, to not eat pass palter. V'yeshon pass Yisrael, now you're in a city where there are pass Yisrael. So he says, Aser. This is Aser. So what? You throw away the sandwiches, throw away the bread, you throw away the cake. Now, the question is in Svara to make a distinction between the two cases. What's the difference if I'm staying put in my city and there's a heter of, there's no Jewish bread, and now a Jewish baker comes? So what's in my house, once it's mutter, remains mutter. And that, he's saying, remains mutter. And my she'en kein, if I'm in that city and I bought the bread and now I travel to a city where there is a Jewish bakery, where there it becomes awesome. It's hard to see the distinction between the two. What's the practical difference? A person should plan. It's not as much of a surprise. Sometimes you buy... You can't always buy two slices, you know.
Yeah.
You cannot, right? And cities can, this is more under his control. Okay? If it's a hinder not to eat something, it's not baltashis to throw it out.
In the place where the person was, where he's not a gisser, if you would have imported that bread, it would still be an usher. So that
because he imported it, can't be better.
Right. So for him, it was
all right. Because it can't be if the manufacturer shipped it, it would be awesome. And if I shipped it in my suitcase, it should be better. Okay. Ain lanu al devar chachmasadam, and this is the way it's paskening. That could be a chilek. It could be this chilek. That it also could be that the taina is a chuluk of a tlula in the inner city. It's going to keep on going back and forth. You know, the baker comes in, usher. He sold all the things, mutter. He started baking again, usher. When you're traveling, it's possible to travel back and forth, but at least it's not the usual situation. Travel.
So it's like if you travel into the city and you kept the sandwich and then you travel out of the city.
You're right. It'll be.
You have to say, I have to make. If I was in the city, I should have bought bread and made new sandwiches to take along.
When you freeze it the next time you travel.
So you travel again.
No, traveling bread. Yeah, that's what comes out.
How about the
yes.
He's
not standing every minute. You don't mean kosher, you mean pas Yisrael. So there we have to make one uniform rule, and here we can make siluki. Okay.
So does it make difference? There's no baker, just somebody brought kosher bread, pas Yisrael. Somebody brought pas Yisrael. He's not eating the non kosher.
That's what we're talking about the whole time.
You don't have to have a baker, right?
It doesn't have to be a baker, anybody.
You don't have a baker, just
if he's willing to give it to you. The Rashba wrote a sefer on many inyanim of Yeridaya called Teres Habayis. The Ra'ah, his sefer is called Bedek Habayis because he wrote on the Rashba. He wrote his disagreements with the Rashba. Since the Rashba called his sefer Teres Habayis, the rules of the house, he called his sefer Bedek Habayis, the crack of the house, like where the Rashba made his mistakes. So the Raja went back, and he wrote Mishmeres Habayis. He wrote, I'm protecting the house, something to protect the home. So that's all these Lashonis Bedek Habayis, Mishmeres Habayis. Okay. The interesting Shaila that Rabbi Kiva Eger brings on the Amud Aleph. You're walking in the street, and you find food on the floor in the street. Now, nowadays most people don't like to eat food that's found on the floor. I'm talking about halacha. Let's say you found it in a bag, let's say in a shopping bag. and you pick it up, and you find inside there's a challah. Challah. Are you allowed to eat it?
Depends where.
Yeah,
if it's a Jewish neighborhood, a Jewish neighborhood, or a neighborhood, Jewish neighborhood.
That's the issue. That's the issue. Look back at the first side at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We'll see if you'll catch the so that's the thing. He's mechalik. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Matzah passed the derech, if you found bread on the road, Azlina basa roiv oivrei derachim. Remember correctly, the Gemara has a story there of Gamliel was traveling, and there was bread, and he picked up the bread, and he took it in. Shvami not plus. The Gemara mentions there are three dinim from Rav Gamliel picking up the bread. One of them is when you go on the street, you're supposed to, if you see bread on the floor, you're supposed to pick it up.
Bread,
which I don't know what to do. There's some old lady that puts bread for the birds every time I walk down East 19th Street. All over the place. I don't know. It's not crumbs. Crumbs are good. He takes a 2-pound loaf of bread and she puts it out there. But anyway, it's Kevin Turbiki Vager. So Turbiki Vager. Matza pas bederech haslima basa raiv ivrei drachim. Go according to raiv. If raiv of the ivrei drachim have kosher bread, or pas yisrael, it's mutter. If raiv is tray for bread, it's aser, mashma. You may mechza al mechza. Let's say, theoretically, it would be exactly 50-50. Have a safet rabbanu lahakul. I am a shasha. He says that safet rabbanu lakula. So, to pass akum is the rabbanon. So, if you find something, if you're not sure if it's trait, that's something Israel. Not a kashas issue. Israel issues the plus one. Comes out, all right, New York City, most of the bread is trait. But most challah, I think, most challah is kosher. There are non-kosher bakes that make challah, but most challah is probably kosher, certainly in Brooklyn. So therefore, if you're going in the street, and you find and you find bread, so it's 100% mutter. The same thing if you're going in Yerushalayim, where most of the bread is kosher, you find bread in the street, it's kosher. Not only that, if you find meat, if you find meat without a label, in New York it's aser. In New York it's aser. In Yerushalayim it's mutter. And why isn't it pasur in Salman Ayin? Because little does everyone know, we pass in Buster and the Salman Ayin is mutter. Not like everyone talks. There's an issue called Buster and the Salman Ayin. If you don't know what it means, you're okay. The Gemara has, because we don't pass it, it's aser. Everyone, somehow people think that Buster and the Salman Ayin is aser. It's a misnomer. The Mechaber says, it's a Mechaber, it's Rav and Levi. Mechaber paskins Basher Salman Ayin is aser, Ramos says it's mutter. All the Ashkenazic place can say, Basher and the Salman Ayin is mutter. The only thing that is aser is when you send with a shliach, who's a guy, it's not a pas Basher Salman Ayin. If you send not only bread, if you send not only meat, if you send meat or cheese or bread or danishes, with a Goyish car service, let's say, to deliver, or a Goyish delivery man, you have to have simanim, because of a chashash, that will be machlif, that will be hungry, he'll eat one, and then he'll replace it with a non-kosher. So therefore, that's a separate issue, that's just what we're going to have soon, in the kofiyot here. But Basish and the Salman Ayin, which is the first chaylik of Shulchan Aruch, we pass that Basish and the Salman Ayin is mutter. Basish and the Salman Ayin means any bread that people didn't see, if it's left someplace and nobody saw it, that's us, not us, sir. It's not true. But Simon Ayin is we paskin is mutter, and it's a misstatement. Even the rabbanim talk about Basher Simon Ayin. They don't mean Basher Simon Ayin. They mean meat that was sent to the Goyish delivery man. They call it Basher Simon Ayin.
It's not eat
raw
meat.
It's not
meat.
Usher.
We once it's not we, eat raw meat. He might eat the different bread.
Right. He might cook it. So the problem. I remember once somebody called. It was Yom Tov time. They had made a delivery of meat order. And the order was delivered, they weren't home, and the delivery person left it on the stoop. And they got all excited, they called, you know, it's a place, they're machbid to have a Jewish delivery person. But it was Yom Tov time, it was very hectic, I guess, and the person wasn't home, they just left it on the stoop. And now they had a shaila, it didn't have two simanim, it could have been switched, whether it's muta. So Rav Palm told them that why would a guy switch it? If a guy would just take it, why would he switch it? I'm like, what's the chash exactly? So the gzeira bastish in the Salman Ayin, there is such a gzeira according to Rav, and if you hold that bastish in the Salman Ayin, then it's aser. Even if you leave it on your back porch, if you leave it on your porch, and there's no access from the street, and you go inside and nobody sees the meat, it's also aser. The Gemara says a bird could have switched it. A bird? What's the odds a bird's going to switch another frankfurter with one bite in it for your frankfurter with one bite in it? Because Pashas Samanayin, according to the Mechaber, is an absolute osisser that the bread has to either be seen or have a simen at all times. Maybe the bite is a simen, I don't know. But what? The Arvin from Eliyahu, yeah. The same Arvin are going to come here. So I assumed always that it's a problem for Sfaradim. I was told by a certain Ashkenazic Rav that Sfaradim are not makbid on this Mechaber. It's not true. Just like the Ashkenazim don't pass like every Ramah. It's a rule of thumb. There are times that we hold the Mechaber. I was told, I believe it was by Rav Heinemann, that the Sfaradim are also not machmir on Bashar Salman Ayim on the Dina de Mechaber. Now, whether it's so or not, you have to find out. But
so what am I chayish for a delivery man? I understand.
There's a gezeira that a person might be machlis.
Machlis, a raw piece of meat, and then sweet cook it, and then drink it.
Cook it right, or whatever it is, it'll be passed. The chash is, he's going to need a piece of meat.
You
can tell him to triple the price. Yeah. That's right. Switch it.
A Jew from Jew is not to buy it from the guy.
What? A guy should not have access to a meat freezer. It's not a question of Moshe Simon Ayim. It's a question, as I said, of Asi Lach Lufei. And it should not be that way.
When you say
two simanim, are we talking about a double wrapping here situation? All right, the two simanim, we're going to have to wait till we get to that simon. What constitutes, to basically need one simon muvik, one good simon, and the second could be even a minor simon, like, we'll talk about examples when we get there. If I start examples, you'll ask other ones. It's different than double wrapping in an oven. It's two simanim. It's different than double wrapping in an oven. It's two simanim. Yeah, two simanim. That's what they're supposed to do. Two simanim.
Did you say before that when you find meat in a Jewish area that you can assume it's kosher? Is that what you said earlier? You said for bread.
Yeah. So you find meat if you're walking in Nebrak and you find you pick up a bag and you open it up and there's a frankfurter with sauerkraut and mustard and all the whole thing, and you're someone who likes frankfurters, which they used to make when I was a kid. They were good. If you find meat, it's mutter without a simon, without anything.
It's gambling. It could be
mamish
trait.
It's not gambling. It's mutter, called the parish meruba parish. The Torah is matir something. It's definitely mutter because called the parish meruba parish. Once it was parish.
Maybe it's most.
What? The same reason you can leave a salami sandwich or work in the refrigerator, because if someone will steal it, he'll steal it. Why would he replace it with his own salami? You don't have to double seal. If you want to be machmir and basar salam and ayin, you can be machmir. Or if you really think there's a chash, you should be machmir. But I think none of us really think there's a chash. You just want to be yitzit hakonas chazal. And in a place where if a person wants, he'll just take it, it's mutter. The question is if you have to. That's the question. What you cannot do is when you have your gayish co-worker go downstairs for his coffee break, ask him to buy a Danish for you at the kosher stand. So for that, he has no nemanis. You have a kosher Danish stand. So to send him down to pick up a Danish when he comes up for you, that's a problem, because a guy is not trusted on this type of thing. And a fry yid is also not neman. What? If it has simanim, then it's always good. Yeah.
You have to have two simanim.
It seems you only need one for pass. We're going to see later. We'll see. Shmuel says you only need one, and that's the mini gahalim.
My work, because you need two matzah.
Matzah you could eat. Why could you eat matzah? Because right, matzah is kosher. There's an interesting difference between this Rabbi Akiva Eger. See if you catch it. Turn back to the Prichadash. In halfway down, the first one on the line, Le'inyan Ula'inyan Pasa Nimtza Bishuk. There's a period at the end of a line, and the next line begins, Ula'inyan Pasa Nimtza Bishuk. If you find bread in the street, Tanam Mesechus Machirin, Motzava Pas. If you find bread in the street, Hokanacha Haroi Vanachtumim, go according to most bakers. Vimhoisa Pas Isa. If it's a certain type of bread, you go according to that type of bread. The Mishnah says if it's a pumpernickel bread, you go according to rife pumpernickels. If you go according to rye bread, you go according to rife rye bread, which means if it's a challah, you go according to rife eichle challah, a matzah, rife eichle matzah, etc. Upirish harash varav pasisa hainu pasnikia. Pasisa is made from a flour which is sifted from the bran. clean flour. However, Rambam says, "Yad pirshu haynu pasha balebatim v'kol adina emes." You go according to whatever it is. Amrina nami beperek hador in mesechtis erevin. Shav gamliel haya bahalach mi akul lechsev umatza gluskim bederech v'loy ochloy. He didn't need it. The Gemara says because Raiv travelers on that road were non-Jews. Umistavra, the mechza mechza yesh lahachmir. There it's 50-50. Should be machmir dumya the merchitz merchetzus b'shabbes. The Enoch the ma'isi hasam the masis the mashir mechza mechza din lachomer. So this I don't understand. This is the difference. Never going to happen. But the difference is if it's exactly 50-50. Which, like I say, it won't happen statistically. That'll be exactly 50-50 in a big city. But if it's exactly 50-50, the Rabbi Kiva Ege held that it's mutter because Savad Rabban Lakula. And the Pri Chodesh says that if it's exactly 50-50, that it's Aser. And the Pashtus is like. Pashtus is like Rabbi Kiva Ege. What? That's Savad Rabban Lakula. What? His Raya. Yeah, he doesn't say a svar. He compares it to merchatzais. You'll understand yourself. It's not a good dimya. Merchatzais is this: if you want to go into a bathhouse, matzai Shabbos, and the owner of the bathhouse heated the water on Shabbos, a guy, he heated the water on Shabbos. If the city is mostly Jews, we see adaita d'Yisrael, a guy did malach on Shabbos for Jews. You have to wait. If it's raiv akum, he did it adaita d'akum, and therefore you're allowed to go and get it. If it's 50-50, it's aser. So if we see 50-50 is aser. Why 50-50 aser? Pasha. Because they did adasa both. It's 50-50. The hanor is a drabanan, having hanor from it. But the 50-50, the pshat is that he did it for dasa both. He had a mind side the yid and side the guy. That's why it's aser. It's hard to see from there. That's not a case of drabanan lakula.
Even 99-1.
No, 99-1, it's... Because the pshat is that it's the Gemara calls it ner le'echa ner le'meya. When he's doing it for the rive, it's automatically good for him also. If he'd be making a number of things, then you'd be right. But otherwise, it's a day to the rive, and therefore it's 50-50. So the connection is not such a easy connection. I just would like to see sifhei because this is quick sif, and we'll do sifav next week. Yesh ayrim sifhei shemishi yesh biyadei pas or yesh palti Yisrael. If somebody either has Pas Yisrael or he has available Pas of a Jew, and there's also a guy who makes really good bread, or he's the only one that makes a certain whatever it is, ringdings, which nobody else makes, or yodels, it's good enough, even though we said before Shasat Chak, but if it's a type of bread which is not otherwise available, or a type of cake which is not otherwise available, that's a heter b'makim shenog who heter b'pashal Yisrael b'shal palter. The kima the daita noichi yaisa b'pas palter, even since he wants that type of cake or bread better, b'palter zem nechashiv usai be'enav harizek k'pas tachuk aloi. That's considered necessity. So it's interesting. The Mechaber doesn't write. It's not a Musa Seifa. He doesn't say cake because you like yodels better than cookies. Yeah? He says no. That's also a heter. If it's a better type, it's a heter. That's what he's saying. If the pas palter is better, that's a heter, according to the Mechaber. So therefore, he has this heter. Okay. So we've covered the baseline rules. We're going to do next week's Sivav, talk about Ikra and Tum.